And now for some good news about birds. Amid the bleak reports about a precipitous loss in numbers and types of birds around North America and the rest of the world is a glimmer of hope in Maine's North Woods. As Susan Sharon reports, a new study has found something unexpected, and scientists aren't yet sure how to explain it.
More than three decades ago, a team of researchers undertook a project near Moosehead Lake to document how songbirds were being affected by commercial forest practices, including clear-cutting. They found that birds and logging can coexist as long as there are different ages and types of trees present across a large landscape. That was encouraging. But then in 2019, concern about birds reached a fever pitch.
A new study finds North America has lost nearly 3 billion birds since 1970, including sparrows, blackbirds, and finches.
The study published in the journal Science set off alarm bells about the state of birds in the U.S. and Canada.
In all, researchers have seen a 29% decline over the past 50 years.
If you're accustomed to waking up to the sound of them chirping or watching them flock to the feeder outside, you might not realize it, but birds are in trouble.
This is being caused entirely by humans. The habitat loss, which is the primary driver here. Other issues like free-roaming cats, buildings, collisions with buildings, pesticides.
And, of course, climate change. The startling findings prompted the researchers to head back to the North Woods of Maine. At 10 million acres, the largest contiguous tract of undeveloped forest east of the Mississippi River. They wanted to replicate their original study to see how birds in this region were faring. So in 2021, crews began monitoring 300 sites in different forest habitats across nearly 600,000 acres.
Watch this rock here.
The work continued the following year when I accompanied a team to several survey sites on the west shore of Moosehead Lake. It was raining, it was just after sunrise, and the dense woods were dripping wet. Once in place, Jonah Levy and Jalen Winstanley carefully listened for distinct bird calls. For 10 minutes, they recorded and then compared notes on species they identified inside and outside a 50-meter radius.
Black-throated blue in.
Yep.
Hermit thrush in.
Yep.
Oven bird out. Veery in.
Yeah.
That was nice, too.
That was nice.
Sounds like.
The data they gathered over 3 years were then used to compare to the previous study and to bird populations in the rest of the country. And now the results are in.
So, you know, scientists were supposed to come on the radio and say, we can explain this. We don't understand this. And sometimes science just does that to you.
Ornithologist John Hagen of Our Climate Common is the project's director, who says he and others thought they'd find widespread declines of bird species. But that's not what they found.
Lo and behold, it's mostly good news. You know, two-thirds of the species that we encountered were increasing over the last 30 years. And some were decreasing too, but we didn't expect to see any increases.
33 out of 47 species showed an increased abundance over 30 years. That's in sharp contrast to findings in the Breeding Bird Survey during the same time frame. Those showed 35 of the same species analyzed declined regionally and across the continent. Hagen says it's not clear why there's an increased abundance in Maine's North Woods, but he and other researchers have some theories.
One is it's a big blank space on the map, undeveloped. And our hypothesis is it's functioning like a bird sanctuary. It's producing birds. Those birds tend to come back to where they were born. I just think it's bizarre and unexpected and really good news, given all the dire news we always get about biodiversity.
Despite the widespread increases, 14 bird species show a decline in abundance in the study area, and Hagen says that merits closer examination. There may be forest practices that could help aid the recovery. The study could also have implications for bees and other insects, as well as for overall forest management. Hagen says the search for answers will continue, but for now, he's taking some time to celebrate. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.